I'm now joined by the First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon. Firstly, I imagine wanting to pay tribute to those caught up in this terror attack.
Well, I want to convey my deepest condolences and sympathies to all of those who have been caught up in what is just a dreadful atrocity, to those who've lost their lives, those who've been injured, and of course, families who have been bereaved, and indeed families who are still waiting anxiously to learn the fate of their loved ones. This has been a mindless and senseless act of violence, and it has destroyed the lives of many people, and our hearts go out to everybody who have been affected.
We know you've had a video conference with the Prime Minister, David Cameron. What did he say?
Well, the Scottish Government has been linking into COBRA and to the wider discussions that the UK Government are having. Our principal responsibility here in Scotland, and it's been the focus of the Scottish Government Resilience Committee meeting that I have just convened, is to make sure, firstly, that we're providing all appropriate support, assistance and advice to families in Scotland who might be affected by this atrocity, that we're providing support and advice to holidaymakers returning from Tunisia who may have undergone very traumatic experiences. We're also standing ready to provide whatever assistance we can to the Foreign Office and indeed to the operation on the ground in Tunisia. So the Scottish Government and the UK Government are working in very close alignment, and we will continue to do so.
And what about the security and intelligence operation, which quite clearly needs to step up as well?
Well, the decisions about the security threat level and indeed advice about people travelling to different parts of the world, these are decisions for the UK government. The threat level at the moment in the UK remains at severe, and Police Scotland is advice, which I would echo to members of the public, is to be vigilant and alert in light of that threat level. The travel advice remains as it has been over the past few days in terms of people looking to travel to Tunisia. That may change over the next few days. That's a matter for the UK government, but people should continue to be alert and vigilant. But I would also say this, you know, terrorists, their objective is not just to kill and maim people. Their objective is to undermine our very way of life and to take away the freedoms that we hold so dear, to make us scared to do the things that we take for granted. And while we all have to be vigilant and we have to take proper precaution and we have to follow security and travel advice, we also have to be resolute in not allowing the terrorists to prevail and not allowing them to do what they seek to do, which is to destroy our very way of life.
Do you think that there needs to be, you know, an escalating response now to extremism?
Well, I think we all have a responsibility to challenge extremism. Firstly, we have a responsibility on behalf of our own Muslim community here to say that these terrorists don't speak on behalf of Islam. In fact, their actions are a perversion of Islam. But yes, we need to constantly challenge the narrative that these terrorists deploy, and we need to do that vigorously. But we also need to do that in a way that honours our way of life, because that's what they are seeking to put under threat, and we mustn't allow them to prevail in that. So we have to make sure, and this is a sacrosanct responsibility of governments, that everything possible is done to keep citizens safe, but also that we have a balance that doesn't allow our freedoms, our liberties, the way we live our lives and the things that we all take for granted to be compromised in the process.
And how will that be done?
Well, these issues and decisions, as you know, are primarily for the UK government. They have the responsibility of deciding on threat levels, on travel advice and on the general response to terrorism. But we stand ready as the Scottish government, both through the activities of Police Scotland to keep the public in Scotland safe, but in terms of the wider decisions and the wider circumstances here, we will contribute and play a constructive part in that. Our focus at the moment is principally on making sure that families in Scotland who might have been affected by this atrocity are getting the support that they need. That's the focus of the Scottish Government, Police Scotland and other agencies, and we'll continue to have a focus on that in the days to come.
And the repatriation of the bodies, that will be perhaps one of the next steps?
Well, obviously that's something that we are discussing and keeping in close contact with the Foreign Office about. The situation on the ground in Tunisia is a complex one because of the scale of this atrocity, the number of people who have been killed or injured, and the different countries that are involved. So there are some complex procedures to go through. But obviously, when the situation is such that bodies can be brought back to the United Kingdom, then the Scottish Government will stand ready to do everything we can to facilitate that process and to make sure that families who have lost loved ones are getting the support that they need. So on all aspects of this, I'm very conscious there is one family in Scotland who are still waiting to hear details about what may have happened to their loved ones. It's an unimaginable situation for them to be in, and we're seeking to work as closely as we can with the Foreign Office to get as much information and clarity as quickly as possible, but also to make sure that family has the support they need in the meantime.
And have you had contact with them personally?
Not personally. The Deputy First Minister is the constituency MSP in that case and has been in contact, but the Scottish Government is in close contact. Police Scotland have support services in place for that family as well, and that will continue to be the case. You know, it's not possible to imagine what they're going through, but what we can do to make sure that they get the information they need and the support they need, we will make sure is done.